Today's passage reading is from Romans chapter 12, verse 3. For through the grace given to me, I say to every man among you, not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think, but to think so as to have sound judgment as God has allotted to each a measure of faith. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of over 3,900 branch churches in Korea and in all over the world, including the United States, United Kingdom, Canada, Honduras, Peru, Argentina, Germany, France, Russia, Belgium, Netherlands, and countries in Africa, including Kenya, Uganda, Congo, Burundi, and Rwanda, and in China, Japan, Pakistan, Indonesia, Philippines, Taiwan, India, Mongolia, Egypt, Israel, and local sanctuary members, those who are attending our service on the internet all over the world, children of Sunday school, and television viewing audiences. Even before I became a minister, I visited many prayer mountain locations to fast and pray. Especially because in the church, I wasn't really allowed to cry out in prayer, so I went to mountainside to pray. One day, many pastors from all over the country gathered at a prayer mountain, and I heard their conversations. The subject of the conversation was whether God's children are able to keep the Ten Commandments. What do you think the conclusion was? They concluded that man cannot keep all of the Ten Commandments. They were saying they had to try to keep them, but because they couldn't cast off the sinful natures from their heart, they couldn't keep the commandments completely. For example, about the command, do not commit adultery, they were saying they could keep it with actions on the outside, but they couldn't cast off the adulterous mind itself. I felt so sorry listening to their conversation. I kept all the Ten Commandments, being just a layman believer, but they were saying those things as ministers. I couldn't understand how they could think like that. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 3 says, "For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that is, that you abstain from sexual immorality. Also Matthew 5:48 says, "Therefore you are to be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect." It is the will of the Father God for us to cast off all sins and become complete and perfect. God does not command us to do something we cannot do. God commands us to do it because we can do it with His power by faith, although we cannot do it with our own ability. Especially because the Holy Spirit dwells in us, He gives us strength to win the battle. But today even ministers do not cast off sinful natures from their heart, not to mention layman members of churches. Some of them may try to live by the Word and not to commit sins with their actions, but they cannot make their heart itself holy. They do not progress at the second level of faith. Thus, although they believe in God the Almighty, they cannot experience His works that are recorded in the Bible. Only when we obey His word by casting off our sins and increasing our faith, can God show us His powerful works according to our faith. But if the faith of believers does not grow up, but stays at the first or the second levels of faith, God cannot work more than the measure of our faith. But you learned the will of God through these messages. You should cast off not only sins committed in action, but also the sinful natures in your heart. You know your faith grows to the extent that you cast off your sins. As much as you change yourself after listening to the messages, God's Word that is living and active will work in your lives so that you will be able to experience amazing works of God. Then you can reveal the living God who is omnipotent and omniscient, and you can give glory to Him who blesses His children. I hope you will check the condition of your faith through the message preached today and go into the higher levels of faith more quickly. By doing this, may you experience God's works in which nothing is impossible and give glory to God with your lives that become full of testimonies in the name of the Lord, I pray. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, this is the 9th session of the measure of faith, and today I will talk about the 3rd level of faith that is continued from the last session. I told you the 3rd level of faith is the faith to practice the Word. The 2nd level of faith is the faith to try to act, try to practice the faith. And 3rd level is the faith to practice the Word. When you receive the Holy Spirit and the faith that is as small as a mustard seed is sown, you begin your Christian life at the 1st level of faith. The seed will sprout and grow up so you can gain faith to act. Then, to the extent that you understand God's Word in your heart through your effort to practice it, you grow up in faith. There is tremendous difference between the 2nd level where you try to practice the Word and the 3rd level where you actually do practice the Word. Up to the 2nd level, you try to practice the Word, but because you do not fully practice it, you may seem to have both the things of the world and the things of the church and the Lord. But from the 3rd level on, your deeds and actions change. You become the light and salt in your everyday life. So people around you often say, a true believer is different. Even if somebody curses at you or rebukes you for no reason, you do not fight back, but endure it quietly. Even if you have mountain-like obstacles before you, you do not become irritated or frustrated, but try to enjoy and give thanks. In this world where everybody tries to seek only their own benefit, you try to seek the benefit of others and serve all people. Thus, concerning those who are at the 3rd level of faith, even the worldly people can say, he is different since he believes in God. You should be praised by your neighbors around your house. Or if you are not praised by others, then means you are not at the 3rd level of faith. But to act in this way, you should not just know the Word of God as knowledge, but you have to understand it, its meaning in your heart. You have to understand clearly in your heart that God blesses you when you obey His Word, and He keeps and protects you. He remains with you to the extent that you dwell in the light. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, until you realize this in your heart, you have a struggle in your heart. So many of you say you feel it is most burdensome when you are at the 2nd level of faith. It is difficult to quit drinking and smoking because you still want to, like you used to when totally in the world. You want to hit someone who angers you, but you'd feel guilty about not having the strength to endure it. And when you commit a sin not being able to endure it, the Holy Spirit groans in you, so your heart is troubled again. You know you should rejoice and give thanks in tests and trials, but you feel the difficult reality more greatly. So you feel it difficult to pass through each test one by one with faith. But although it is hard, because you know you have to live by the Word and you can go to heaven by doing that, so you keep on trying to practice the Word. As you keep on trying in this way, from a certain moment, you come to understand the meaning of God's Word, and you can believe in your heart that it is blessings to live by God's Word. This is the beginning of the 3rd level. In the third level of faith, practicing God's word becomes more natural and more habitual. Of course, as explained in the last session, even at the third level, you have to struggle against the things of the flesh, and you have to struggle against sins up to the point of shedding blood, so you may feel it is difficult. But even in those struggles, it is very different from the struggle of a person at the second level of faith who struggles against the works of the flesh. Especially if you get to 60% of the third level and can stand on the rock of faith, most of your sinful natures are cast off, so you won't find it difficult to practice the word. You do not just try to endure and not to give up evil, but you can actually cast off the sinful natures themselves from your heart, so you don't show any evil. If you get into the third level, where you can understand in your heart and practice the word, your Christian life wouldn't be difficult, but rather each day will be joyful and glad. Let me give you an example. In a boxing match, the fight is very fierce when the two players are equally matched. If one hits, the other one also hits. If one hits five times, the other one also hits five times. After a fierce fight, either one might win or lose. This is the second level of faith. You sometimes win or lose, struggling against the enemy devil and Satan. But if one of these two boxers trains very hard, and if his skills become very different, the situation between the fighters also becomes very different. One may be able to hit 10 times, while his opponent can hit only 5 times, or even just 1 or 2 times. The number of blows one receives may be different, but the harder he trains, the more successful he will be against his opponent in the game. To the extent that his skills are better, he feels it is easier since he receives fewer numbers of punches. This is the third level of faith. Also, within the third level, as you get closer to the fourth level, you receive few blows, so you can win the battle more easily. No matter how much another person gives you a hard time, though you may not love him, at least you do not hate him. Let's say you are badly in need of money and picked up a wallet on the street. You no longer have conflict whether to return it to the owner or not. You naturally try to find the owner. It's not yours. At the second level, you may think, "Whoa, this is an answer to my prayer. God knows my difficulty and He blesses me this way." And He interprets untruth in an untruthful way as He likes. But at the third level, you will think, obviously it's not mine, so I should take it to police station or try to find the owner. You will naturally do it. Maybe at the beginning of third level, I'm badly in need of money, you might have a momentary thought, but you do not use it for yourself, but you will return it. This is the third level. If you picked up a great amount of money, maybe just $1 or $2, it is difficult to find the owner, so you may use it for charitable works. But when you picked up a big amount of money, if you had any want, desire to use it for yourself, it means you are still at the second level. So you naturally try to find the owner. Even if somebody tells you he will give you $1 million for violating the Sabbath just once, you won't be tempted. You cannot exchange $1 million with the heavenly kingdom. You won't disappoint God in any way. If you are at the beginning of the third level, you may think, can I not violate it once? $1 million is a big amount. But you eventually drive that thought away and keep the Sabbath since you are at the third level. You may have this kind of thought at the beginning of the third level, but you eventually drive that thought away. But if you are really in the third level, you won't have this kind of thought at all. After you get into the third level of faith, to the extent that you cast off things of the flesh one by one, and the closer you get to the fourth level, and you feel it increasingly easier to lead a life in Christ. Even if you are at the first or second level of faith, there are people who feel it is easy to lead a Christian life. What kind of people are they? They meet God. They experience God. From the beginning, they believe in Him, and they have good hearts, so they believe immediately. Then after they believe, as they hear the word, as they are taught, they obey. They do the all do's, and they don't do all the don'ts, so they don't have any struggle in their heart. They just cast off works of the flesh quickly, and also, even in the second level, they live by the word of God. They live according to the will of God, so they go into third level very quickly. So it takes very depending on the person, it may take 6 months or 1 year or 15 years to go to the third level from the second level. And for some people, even if they are born Christians and they're so old, they're still at second level of faith. Because these people go into third level very quickly, they don't feel it is difficult to lead a Christian life. Rather, they feel joyful and glad leading a Christian life. Because casting off the flesh, the things and works of the flesh, and casting off sins and evil is so happy for them. It's so joyful for them. So some people feel it is very happy, even in the first and second level. So these people will quickly go into the Spirit and the Holy Spirit too. Also, to the extent you cast off sins, you can communicate with God more clearly and feel His love more deeply, so that you will be filled with joy and happiness deep in your heart. Dear brothers and sisters, the later part of 1 John chapter 2, verse 14 says, I have written to you, young man, because you are strong, and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the evil one. I have written to you, young man, because you are strong, and the word of God abides in you. It means you are in the beginning, in the third level of faith. Because you are strong and the word of God abides in you, it means you have already cultivated the word of God in your heart. It's not just a piece of knowledge in your head, but it was cultivated in spirit, as spirit in your heart. And you have overcome the evil one. You overcame all temptations of the enemy devil. You won't be deceived. So you have overcome the evil one. The faith of the young man here represents the third level of faith. Because God's word dwells in them, they could act by it. And with the sword of God's word, you can overcome the evil one, the enemy devil, and Satan. If you are in the third level of faith, you won't be tempted by anything. You won't be deceived by anything. Even if it comes, you will just drive it away immediately. Thus, if your face is dark and worrisome continually in a difficulty, you cannot be said to be at the third level of faith. If you still worry about worldly things, our Lord says in Matthew chapter 6, you first pray for the kingdom of God and His righteousness, then God will provide you with all food and clothing and housing, and do not worry about these things. they are only, because you don't have that faith yet, you are still at the second level of faith. If you you won't worry about those worldly things with a greater measure of faith, because God, you know God will provide you with everything, and you won't have any worries about the worldly things. Only maybe you worry about the heavenly kingdom, God's kingdom and His righteousness. At the third level of faith, even if worries come into your mind, you soon change your thought and try to rely on God, offering prayers of thanks. You ask for the power of God, who works in all things for the good and changes misfortunes into good fortune. Furthermore, if you stand on the rock of faith or above that level, you keep the commands of God, so you have the confidence that God the Almighty is listening to your prayers. Because you dwell in the light, you do not fear the devil, and you have confidence that you can overcome it. You may feel it is difficult if you try to solve problems all by yourself, but if you rely on God's power, there is nothing difficult. David was just a young boy when he fought against Goliath, but he did not fear anything. He confessed, and that all this assembly may know that the Lord does not deliver by sword or by spear. For the battle is the Lord's, and He will give you into our hands. And bravely defeated Goliath. Because he knew God was with him, he didn't have any fear. He didn't fear any threats to his life. So he bravely went out, and God gave him the victory. If you dwell in the Word of God, and if the Word of God dwells in you, you can confess as boldly as David did and win the victory with the power of God. And dear brothers and sisters in Christ, when you lead a Christian life for a long time and gain experiences, you are likely to receive church titles. You may become an elder, a senior deaconess, or a cell leader, or a small group leader to take care of souls. But if you become a leader among the members, you shouldn't just lead a life in Christ for a long time, but you should be at the third level of faith at least. If you do not practice the Word and are not able to make your own faith stand firm, being at the second level of faith, you cannot really guide other souls. Being at the second level yourself, how can you lead others into the third level? You should be at least at the third level so you can lead at the first level to the second level, and second level to the third level. Also, if you have been a Christian for a long enough time to become a leader, you should have come into at least third level of faith. If you have been a Christian for 5 years or 10 years, and if you're still at the third level, it means you're very slow. After maybe 5-10 years, you should have come into spirit already. You have listened to so many messages, and if you are still at the second level, it means you have missed the meaning of all the words. You have not paid attention, and how embarrassing it is before God. The time to go into the third level from the second level won't be long if you just try. Of course, if you do not try for a long time, you will still be at the second level, or you may even backslide to the first level. In the worst case, you may not even receive salvation. That's why Revelation chapter 3, verses 15 to 16 says, I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I would that you were cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm, and neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. Of course, by saying neither hot nor cold, God does not mean you should be cold in your faith. It means if you are rather cold in your faith, you may receive punishment and turn back. Like in 1 Corinthians, there are, it says, if people commit the works of flesh that lead to death, you should rather hand them over to the enemy devil so they may feel, oh, I won't be saved. And they have so much trouble in their heart. So they may turn back and repent thoroughly so they can be saved. Of course, you should be hot. But rather than being lukewarm, you better be cold so you can receive punishment and turn back. But you shouldn't be cold either, right? But if you are lukewarm and your faith stopped growing up, you do not realize your problem, and at a certain point, the Holy Spirit may be extinguished. But if you have a church title, you should obviously try your best and change yourself to be at least at the third level of faith. In other words, if being a third level believer, if you come down to first or second level, God has to turn His face away from you. If you are at the first or second level and commit sins and turn back and repent, God will forgive you. But if you are at the third level and if you do the worst of the first or second level of faith, then God will not forgive you because you know everything. You know about God and you know about Jesus Christ, and you willfully commit sins, crucifying the Lord of glory all over again. So if you are being at the third level, and if you commit the sins of the first and second levels of faith, God has to turn His face away from you, so you may get a disease, and maybe the disease will be revealed after 1 or 2 years, or you cannot be protected from a disaster or from an accident. So if you are doing a business, then your business won't go well, even if it were going well, because you came down from third to second level of faith, your business will have a hard time too. You won't receive the answers to your prayers because you have the wall of sin. You cannot receive the answer to your prayers. So if you are supposed to be at the third level, and if you are supposed to be faithful for God, and if you backslide in your faith and go to the first or second level of faith, or you go back to the world and enjoying the worldly pleasures, God has to turn His face away from you. So you have to face trials. You have hardships in your family members, your children, your business, or you may even go to prison. If God protects you, even if you make a mistake, God will work for the good of everything. But because God cannot protect you, you may face a disaster or an accident. Even if you hit the car in front of you by your mistake, God can protect you. But if God doesn't protect you, you get into big traffic accident. But those who do the work of the faith, God protects them, so you won't get hurt, you won't get injured. So if you have a church title, you should obviously try your best and change yourself to be at least at the third level of faith. In other words, if you are at the third level of faith, you should take care of those who are at the first or the second level of faith so that they can also go into the third level of faith. You are at the third level, and can you lead other people who are at the third level also? You should go into 50% and 60%, and you should be at the higher level of third level of faith so you can lead others to the third level. If you truly have faith to practice the word, you can never forget our Jesus' plea saying, I'm thirsty on the cross. Last time, we had a revival campaign, and I asked you to at least bring one person to the church. And if you have the earnest heart in your heart, if you have the Jesus thirst in your heart, how can you just remain? And I hear the stories of those who evangelize a lot of people. They preach the gospel, whether in the bus or on the street, and they take care of those people. You don't think it's sufficient just to keep your own faith, but you will want to share the gospel and take care of other souls to pay back the price of the blood of Jesus. You should become a cell leader or a small group leader and take care of souls with the heart of Jesus Christ. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 2 to 3 says, Shepherd the flock of God among you, exercising oversight, not under compulsion, but voluntarily, according to the will of God, and not for sordid gain, but with eagerness, nor yet as lording it over those allotted to your charge. It means you shouldn't command other people, you shouldn't order. Give them orders. You should embrace them with love and virtue, but proving to be examples to the flock. Those who take care of others with love and virtue, they set the examples. When you take care of the flock of God, you should do it voluntarily with your love for God. Our members are faithful voluntarily. We made kimchi. This time, we made about 3,000 cabbages of kimchi. And you all participated voluntarily. Last anniversary celebration too, when you cooked some Korean dishes, you participated voluntarily, and you were so happy cooking. So you do it voluntarily with your love for God, and you have to serve them without selfish motives and set the example according to God's word. Also, there are very elderly people who continually deliver a church newsletters to many people. And they do it voluntarily too. Some people who have been Christians for a long time say they cannot do any church duty because they are busy struggling against their sins and are involved in the process of refinement. But this is not right in the sight of God, as God tells us that we first have to pray for His kingdom and righteousness. When we pray, we have to try hard to accomplish the kingdom of God even while we struggle against sins. So God can give us grace and strength, and we have more strength to cast off sins. Without the help of the Holy Spirit, if we try to cast off sins, it will only be difficult. Let's say if you are a cell leader or a small group leader, you should be at least at the third level of faith. But those of you who are not at the third level may become cell leaders or small group leaders. That is inevitable, because in a small group, there aren't many believers. There aren't many people, and when there's nobody who has greater faith, still the best one will be elected as the small group leader or cell leader. So in May, you may not be at the third level in that case, but still you were elected because you had the greatest measure of faith. So please come into a third level quickly. When we do our duty of caring for those with weak faith and praying for them, we can understand the heart of the Lord and of your shepherd more deeply, and you can accomplish sanctification more quickly. You could have grown up to be used as God's workers because there were people who took care of you and guided you when you had only little faith. In the process of paying back that debt of love, you should be able to endure and love in the caring for the flock who have no faith and give you hard times. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I told you, passing the first and the second levels and going into the third level of faith can be done quickly. It's because you can obey do's and don'ts of God's words only if you just make up your mind. But to go into the fourth level from the third level, it takes more time. In order to understand the will of God and cast off sins in the deep heart, you need a lot of prayer and time. But this can also be done quickly according to how much you try. If you long for it earnestly and ask for God's grace and strength, you can go into the fourth level quickly. It takes the longest time to go up to the higher level in the third level. The third level takes the longest time. Since your birth until now, you have learned a lot of things. You have input a lot of things, a lot of untruths. And you have so much a sinful nature combined with your body, so it won't be done very quickly. So you have to fast and make up vowed prayers and offer vowed prayers and struggle against your sins so that it can be done more quickly, or it can take a long time. Or if you don't try at all, no matter how long you lead a Christian life, you will still be at the third level. In my spiritual studies, of first, second, third, and fourth level of spiritual studies. The first level was easy. First level was some threats of life in the training. But I wouldn't die. Obviously, I wouldn't die, but it took 7 weeks. But the second level of training is taking more time. God's word said it would take more time, and it is still going on. Of course, I began to divide the spirit, but to control it as 100% as I want it, it takes more time. But in the measures of faith, the third level of faith takes the longest time to go up to the higher level. But the problem is with those people who love God, keep His commands, and are faithful before God in their efforts, but feel somewhat uncomfortable or reserved in the heart because they do not go into spirit even after a long time. They stand on the rock of faith and are at the last stage of the third level, so they want to go into spirit quickly, but they have stopped. I will explain to you how you can overcome the stoppage of your faith and go into spirit quickly in the next session. Most of you are at the third level, except some new believers. And just like except some people who who have come to church just a year ago or something. So right now, the third, fourth, and fifth levels of faith are being explained, and you should analyze yourself as to where you're at, which level you're at, whether you are at the second level, while you're supposed to be at the third level at least. Your deeds are important. Just please, just don't think you are at the third level because you have been a Christian for a long time. You cannot say you should be able to analyze yourself correctly. Also, in the small group leaders conference, I delivered to you some messages, and these messages also, you should learn them and understand them with regard to these levels of faith, so you can go into fourth level quickly, and those who are at the fourth level, they can go into fifth level. As I tell you always, if you go into fourth level, you will be so happy in your Christian life. It'll be completely different from when you were at the third level. You don't have anybody. Even if somebody does something wrong to you, even if somebody gives you a hard time, he's lovely. You just love him. So you can embrace him with love. You don't have to worry about anything in the world. You are healthy. God protects you all the time. So you are healthy. You don't have to worry about any diseases. There are so many cancers. So you don't have to worry about any of those. Please, those who have cancers, think about your own Christian life. Didn't you disappoint God so much? Probably you're not faithful before God. While you're supposed to have some measure of faith, and by the word of God, you cannot cheat God. God cannot be mocked. God is God of justice. If you go into fourth level, poverty will go away. You'll be rich. God will bless you to be rich. You'll gain fame too. You will gain the right of the children of God too, to rule over the enemy, devil, and Satan, and the power of darkness. And you'll have peace all the time in your heart. You'll be full of thanks. So if you go into fourth level, if you go into spirit, how blessing, how great blessing it is. You don't have to sigh about anything. You'll be loved by the Almighty God of hosts, and you'll receive the answers to your prayers, and you'll hear the voice of the voice of the Holy Spirit so clearly. And in your businesses, your businesses will grow so quickly, and you'll have so much orders and so much good business. There are so many other good things. I'll tell you something strange, but do not feel, do not have any adulterous mind. Because of adulterous mind, you feel pain in your heart. You know you have to throw it away, but you cannot, so you feel pain. If you go into fourth level, even if right in front of you, even if a naked woman is standing right in front of you or lying in front of you, you won't have adulterous mind. You don't have the desire. So you don't commit sins before God. Even if, let's say if a man is a naked man is standing or lying, even when a woman sees that man, she won't have any adulterous mind. She won't have any strange thoughts. It'll be just be a naked man or naked woman. You won't have any adulterous mind. So you won't have any sins before God. You won't commit any sins. So if you go into spirit, you will always communicate with God because you don't have any wall of sin. So how can people at third level understand those who are at fourth level? So if you go into fourth level, you'll be just so happy. You won't commit any sins before God. Always, many people sing, you commit sins and repent and keep on committing sins and repenting again and again and again every day. But if you go into this fourth level, you won't have to repent of anything because you won't commit any sins. Even in your heart, even in your thought, in your eyes, and because you don't have any evil in your heart, and because you abide, you keep all the words of God, so there's nothing to repent. So you can bravely ask God, and you will receive the answer. You always have the faith that you will receive anything you ask for in prayer, because you are confident in your faith, in your life. You don't, as in 1 John, if you are confident in your heart, you can ask for anything and God will give you, God will answer your prayers. So you won't have any fear or anything. So you always have peace and joy and happiness in your heart and thanks. If you ask, if you are in need and if you ask anything, you will receive. Let me conclude the message. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, when they see poisonous snakes, ordinary people hate them and try to avoid them and not be bitten. But snake catchers do not run away, but with sharp eyes approach the snakes to catch them. That the poisonous snakes get afraid. I'm not too sure. People say these things. I heard some people say snakes are blind. They cannot see. And I forgot what I watched on TV long ago, whether poisonous snakes are really blind. But the snake catchers, they like poisonous snakes more, so they approach them. Then the snakes get afraid, whether they see them and get afraid or by the feeling they get afraid, I don't know, but they become afraid at all. Anyway, it's the same case with dog catchers. Even very evil and hostile dogs, when they see these dog catchers, they fear so much. These dogs fear so much, they urinate and they tremble due to fear. I saw some dogs in countryside. My elder brother's friend was a dog catcher, dog sellers. And there's a yellow, very big and hostile dog. And when that man came, in my house, there is one house and there was the road and there was the government office. And while the man was coming at the government office, this dog was urinating and he was trembling and he couldn't control himself. And he already knew that dog seller was coming. And when he caught this dog, it couldn't do anything. It could only tremble. And I saw that the dog was feeling all these things. The snake catchers, they don't fear any poisonous snake. In mountainside, I used to put some boots in the fear of being bitten by the snakes. They don't wear boots. If there is any poisonous snake, they just catch them with their hands. Even if the snakes are standing up like that, they just have one little stick and they press it and just catch it. They don't fear the poisonous snakes at all. When a bloodthirsty tiger is about to attack, ordinary people will get scared, but experienced hunters will say, I'm lucky today, for I'm going to take big game. Do you understand why I am saying this? The enemy devil and Satan prowl around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour and give them tests and trials to lead them to death. That is why in this world there are disasters and pains, and the worldly people always have to worry about the future. They do regular medical checks and apply for insurance to deal with unexpected problems. But if they face hardships that cannot be handled with man's ability, they can only lament in pain. But those with faith do not even face misfortune. And even when they face some tests, they do not fear, but just ask for God's power. As Joshua and Caleb confessed, they shall be our prey. You can consider the tests you face as a chance to receive blessings so that you can overcome them and defeat the enemy devil and Satan to give glory to God. James chapter 4 verse 7 says, submit therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. As said, I hope you will submit to God's word and dwell in light completely. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will resist the devil bravely and win the victory all the time, so that you will become spiritual warriors who glorify God and guide many souls to God. If you go into the fourth level and spirit, the devil will run away from you because you live in the light and the truth. You are always protected by the fiery walls of the Holy Spirit and the heavenly hosts and angels, and God's blazing eyes will protect you. So the enemy devil will flee from you. Because you have a wall of sin, God turns his face away from you, then the enemy devil tries to devour you. If you live in the light, the devil will only flee from you. Let us pray, thinking about the message. Hallelujah, Lord. Let this message become life and strength.
I'm
delivering the message about the third level of faith. Let all our members check their faith and go into the next level quickly. And let all of them go into fourth level and fifth level quickly. Lord, thank you. I pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Especially our female members, when our ministers go and female members say, for example, like, my husband is so evil, he hits me, beats me, and sometimes he cuts my hair. There's some husbands like that. Not many, but so these members say, let us pray. They ask the ministers to pray for their husbands. Their husbands beat them for attending a Sunday service, Friday online service. But if they are really truthful, they don't say a word about how they acted, how they served their husbands. If they are really truthful, they should tell what they did to their husbands, how they acted towards their husbands. Maybe there's such an evil husband, really such an evil husband who do that for no reason, but there is no reason to hate churches. Did you think from the husband's side? Did you do what you have to do as a wife? Or did you do what you have to do as a mother for your children? Did you do what you have to do as a daughter-in-law to your mother-in-law? And still, does your husband beat you and act that way toward you? If you, did you try, really try to love your husband from your heart. And if you are still, if you try to do it, and if you are still being beaten up and so on, the husband has a problem. But ministers have to understand. Just by listening to that female member, if you say, drive away evil spirits from husbands, that prayer won't be answered. The problem is, you have to know the reason why the husband is acting that way. One member and his their family were telling me, because the husband doesn't believe, so the husband persecutes this member. She comes from a long distance, for a long time, for many years. Friday online service, Saturday and Sunday. So the unbelieving husband will persecute her. She comes Friday, and sometimes they hire housemaid for Sunday. Sometimes the housemaid wants to take a rest on Sunday too, but it is a story of long time ago. Now the husband, whenever he gets some new bills, he keeps it in his wife's drawer, so she can offer these new bills to God. He knows that the wife is taking the new bills and is offering to God, but he still fills his wife's drawer. Because he is good in his heart, he feels that, he believes that my wife's prayer is keeping me and blessing me. He listens to other people say, your wife is praying, and because of your wife's prayer, you are blessed in your business, and so on. So he doesn't persecute his wife. And he knows she is giving that money to God, but he doesn't care. Before she was persecuted, but now he loves her and he loves his wife so much. She did what she is supposed to do to her husband. And her daughter, she is not getting married. Her son, the father is telling him to study abroad, but he is not going. But because they are doing well, serving their father very well, and it all depends on how you act, how you serve, how you do. That husband is supporting his wife so that she can give to God. So God is pleased with him. So God is blessing his business so much. So he always has orders, not the little orders, but like $1 million orders, or tens of million dollars orders. He always receives these orders, and God, by God's blessing. I pray for the sick. Please lay your hands on sick parts and infirmities, and please receive the prayer for the desires of your hearts. There are some prayer requests from Shanghai. I'm attending a service on the internet in Shanghai. I couldn't find a mommy church around me, so I'm just attending on the internet. I'm asking for prayer. I have hardening of arteries. I have a hard time, I have constipation, and I have less digestion function. So I think so there is no church in Shanghai, so she is only attending service on the internet. Let us pray. Father God, please lay your hands on them. From head to toe, all internal organs, cells and nerves and tissues, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and the most high power of creation. Give them spiritual and physical health. Transcend in time and space. Show your work. Bless all members in branch churches and other churches and local sanctuaries that are attending the service on the satellite and all the members who are attending the service on this internet all over the world. Father, also lay your hand on this daughter who has requested for a prayer, who is in Shanghai. I command in the name of Jesus Christ, all enemy devils, Satan, go away. Be healed of all problems. Father, heal her so that she has no problem moving. Drive away constipation and let her have good digestion. And let her have no hardening of arteries. Bless her, cleanse her, and be glorified. Father, lay your hands on head to toe of all our members, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and most high power of creation. Father, bless all those children who are in hospitals. Cleanse them. Give them spiritual faith. Let them be healed quickly. Let them be released from hospitals quickly. And lay your hands on these sons and daughters so that they'll be complete and healthy. Father, thank you. Answer to the desires of our hearts. Bless them, whether they come in or go out. Let them lend but not borrow. Let them be the head but not the tail. Give them prosperity throughout the week. Drive away all problems. All problems go away in the name of Jesus Christ. Wherever your children go, let all the strongholds of the enemy devil be broken away. And Father, show your work with the heavenly host and angels and with fiery walls of the Holy Spirit and protect and bless their families, workplaces, and businesses. Throughout this week, there are many handkerchief crusades. Be with them and show your works of most high power of creation. And let all patients, let all sick people be healed. Father, thank you. Father, also be with the Middle East crusade and Congo crusade and New York crusade. Let all preparations go well and let no enemy devil disturb us. Protect us, Lord. Give us prosperity throughout the week and protect all of them in all ways. I pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.